Save big on your next project right now at Menards. Save time on your paint project with help from Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape. Use on walls, trim, glass, wood, or metal for clean removal and clean paint lines every time. Save big and get a 3-pack of Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape on sale now through September 22nd. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. In Seattle, sex workers are alarmed by a proposal to recriminalize prostitution loitering. And in Los Angeles, a homeowner stabs a suspect who broke into his house in the middle of the night. And Jewish students are attacked with glass bottles on the University of Pittsburgh campus as students return to class. These stories and more coming at you today on Real Life Real Crime Daily. And I'm your host, Woody Overton, and Jim Chapman's taking a much deserved break, and we're gonna get through this again. And we have my co-host today is
Cindy Overton.
Say it a little louder where people can hear you. Cindy Overton. She's trying to be all nice and meek, y'all. My ears bleed every day because she'd be screaming at me all the time.
I know, poor baby. Yeah, right. But I'm watching the roadcaster go up when I talk, so I'm just trying to make sure my voice is level.
People don't even know what the roadcaster is. Well, don't try to make your voice anything. Just speak freely. Y'all, we're doing podcasting 101 Woody Overton style, and she's giving me the stink eye.
I am not giving the stink eye. I have a big smile on my face with love in my eyes.
I'm in trouble later. I'm going to pay for it all day long. I'm going to get done. I'm going to say, what's wrong? And she said, nothing.
Poor abused. Poor abused Woody.
Well, you know what? I don't know if I said today's date or not. Did I?
I think you did.
Okay, I'm not Jim Chapman. He's very good at that opening shit. So, with that being said, it's Wednesday hump day, and let's get down some true crime time for Wednesday.
Well, let's start off in Seattle, where when I saw this, you can bring light to it and explain it to me, because it shocked me. But a proposal to criminalize street-based sex work has sparked widespread concern among sex workers, anti-trafficking groups, and their allies, who say it could harm vulnerable community members. The draft ordinance would undo legislation the Seattle City Council unanimously passed in 2020 that, over concerns of racial disproportionality in enforcement, repealed criminal penalties against sex workers. So essentially, they're trying to make it legal, correct?
I'm at a loss. I think what I heard just there,
they're trying to take away the legalness of it.
They made it legal because they're saying minorities were getting arrested more than non-minorities,
right?
I guess.
The new bill introduced by Seattle City Council member Kathy Moore on August 1st would revive criminal penalties against street-based sex work and allow judges to exclude people accused or convicted of the crimes from entering certain areas of the city. Moore, who represents parts of North Seattle, has said the bill is intended to address the presence of visible sex work along Aurora Avenue North.
Yeah, and y'all, every town has their street, and Baton Rouge is Plank Road, where the prostitutes hang out and stuff like that. Go ahead.
Moore's ordinance is one of several efforts by the new Seattle City Council to address public safety concerns. The law was announced on the same day conservative Seattle City Attorney Ann Davidson proposed similar legislation to enact 2 banishment zones in downtown Seattle for people accused.
They only want to banish certain streets.
Yes.
So you can go do it on Blue Bonnet Drive, but you can't do it on
Plank Road,
whatever the street is. Yeah. Right? Probably somebody has to drive, one of the politicians has to drive down on that street every day.
Literally.
Yeah, I mean, and they're like, I don't want to look at this.
Right.
Yeah, move it to another street.
The proposed ordinance has several key components. Firstly, it would reinstate the misdemeanor offense of prostitution loitering, defined as intentionally soliciting payment in a public space in exchange for sex. It would also introduce, as a gross misdemeanor, the criminal offense of promoting prostitution loitering. This offense is defined broadly and could include giving a ride to someone suspected of engaging in street-based sex work.
But that's because if the undercovers are there watching them, we've done this, the Johns is what they call them, the guys who buy the sex, they'll stop. Of course, let me back it up. If you've never been on one of these streets, these women are walking, and if they look at your car and they think you're not a cop, they might flash your titties or... You know, and then they're dressed very skimpily, and you know what they call it, working, right? You
right.
know that they're working. And so that they're trying to stop all that, too, I guess.
Yeah. Well, the second portion of Moore's ordinance would enact a stay out of area of prostitution, which is also known as a soap zone.
Well, I don't really fucking get that, because somebody's got to drive down the street. There's a street there for a reason.
Well, it's covering this Aurora Avenue North between North 85th and 145th Streets.
Whatever.
Extending a few blocks to the east and west of the road. Under the proposed law, the Seattle Municipal Court judge could exclude a person who has been charged or convicted with the new prostitution loitering-related offenses from entering the soap zone by court order. Okay. A person does not need to be convicted to receive a soap order. They may also receive a soap order as a condition of release on bail, but be tried at a later date.
I don't get the you know, it's the oldest profession in the world, and they even had it in the Bible, right? Mary Magdalene was a prostitute. You know, like Vegas, where LSU hopefully won this past weekend. Everybody thinks prostitution is legal in Vegas. It's not. Not in Clark County. You have to drive like 45 minutes outside of the county, and that's where they have the legal brothels. Now, let's talk about it for a second, because this is kind of important. People are going to do it. You know, sex is sex. Everybody got here because two people screwed, right? Everybody you see. But the prostitution part, like in other countries where it's legal, and outside of Clark County where it's legal, they make them go through a lot of all the STD testing. They get tested, I think, like weekly. They go through drug testing. They go through all this shit to make sure, I guess, that the people that are buying sex are as protected as much as they can be. And you know, I would get that, you know, the streetwalkers is what they call them, that a lot of that is forced prostitution. They have pimps. They have, I think this should take it off the streets, period. That it brings about a lot of sex trafficking.
Yeah, sure.
But you're never going to stop it all. I think this is just another fucking stupid Band-Aid on a stupid, not a stupid thing, because, I mean, prostitution happens everywhere, every day. I don't really get it. The soap, is that like a play on words, to take a bath?
I guess so. Keep it clean.
But, you know, Seattle, I've been there. I loved it. I've been in the very first Starbucks. And the whole world should know the very first Starbucks is like the size of our closet.
Right.
At Pike's Market. It's really beautiful. I've been on the Space Needle and all that shit, but I have not been on the Aurora Boulevard.
I was just curious of what made them think that it was good to make it legal. If there's so much
of
it.
Maybe you don't, and I can't remember what city it is, or because y'all know I'm bad with names. There's somewhere out there they made fucking drugs legal, like heroin and cocaine and amphetamines and all this. And that was their genius idea, right? Oh, we're going to make it legal. Then it'll take the crime element out of it. Then everybody's fucking dying from it. And
yeah.
they were like, oh, maybe that wasn't a good idea. We take it back. Yeah. They did. They repealed it. So, I mean, I don't know. Seattle people, Seattle lifers, let us know about Aurora Boulevard, right? So We spent a week in California last week, and I'm going to take you to Los Angeles, California, where police used a tank-like vehicle with a battering ram to smash into a Southern California home, and they arrest the next-door neighbor of a couple living in a nudist community who were reported missing earlier this week, right? So officials believe the bodies of Stephanie Menard, 73, and her husband Daniel, 79, are inside the residence, though they first have to shore up the home to make it safe to search. And that's this according to Carl Baker, who's spokesperson for the Redlands Police Department. He said, "We are confident that they are deceased and that they're still here on the property." He did not release any information about a possible motive, y'all. I guess they're talking about a homicide. But later Friday, officials said searchers had found human remains in bags in a concrete bunker underneath the home, right?
Wow.
The remains were not immediately identified. That means, y'all,
decomposed.
Decomposed. Yeah, I mean, but Michael Roy Sparks, who's 62, was booked into jail on suspicion of homicide Thursday night after being found under the house at Olivedale Ranch, which is described as a residential RV park and family friendly nudist resort.
What?
Let's talk about that for a second. Look, there's one in Louisiana that I know of. It's outside of Slidell, off the exit, close to when you come going towards Mississippi on 12, mm-hmm. It's the first exit when you come to Slidell. I can't remember what the name of it is. But anyway, I've been by it, but I haven't been in it. But these people are in their 70s. Letting their shit hang out. I mean, that's fine, that's fine. Family friendly. I'm not going. I'm not knocking it. Everybody to each his own, and I'm pretty sure I'm not going to be hanging out naked with my kids.
I was going to the family friendly.
Well, they do. They play volleyball and go swimming, and I don't know if they have horseback riding. But kind of like a summer camp, but they're not making light of it. This couple that were in their 70s got murdered by Michael Roy Sparks, who's in his 60s and is all in the nudist resort. Now, they said it's a family-friendly nudist resort, and this is on their website. And the rustic community is in the hill country about 60 miles east of Los Angeles. And, you know, I don't know, but his ass is in jail, eh?
Well,
I guess we'll hear more about that. Everybody loves to hear about naked people.
I know.
I'm sorry that I'm not making fun of these dead naked people.
But no.
I guess they didn't have any clothes on with the name tags in, so they couldn't be identified.
It's just, well, maybe. I mean,
I don't know. They show the pictures of them. Holy shit, they... I mean, you know, that's not that much older than us, to be honest with you.
Well, I know when you were saying 70, like...
Well, the guy that did it is 62. He's like 8 years older than me.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. There you have it. If a nudist colony murders.
There's this TikTok that I came across my feed a couple of days ago. And anyway, a couple came in the order of this particular TikTok person. And... apparently she throws like these sex parties, like they're swingers or something.
Yeah.
And the daughter keeps like, she has an adult daughter, and the daughter keeps like hindering, like she gets these big blow up mattresses to put all over her living room, and her daughter lets all the air out of the mattresses. So like when they
let daughter's assisting, she's
sabotaging. It's really funny.
That's a real TikToker or something.
I think it's fake, but it was actually, it took me a second to figure out what was going on at these parties that the daughter was sabotaging.
Yeah. And I think it's a misconception about nudist colonies that this is just
all they do is
orgy thing. It's not what it's really about. People just like to be naked.
Yeah.
I mean, I like to be naked. I'd be naked all the time if I could, but I just can't because people are around.
Yeah.
When I'm up in the country by myself, I'd be walking around the yard naked.
Yeah.
The Japanese spy balloon Got me on video, I'm sure.
Google Earth.
Google Earth, yeah, whatever. We did a story back in the past on Real Life Real Crime Daily about the spy balloons and all that shit, and then they say they can take pictures and zoom in real close. Well, and that happens, I guess. So,
well, we're going to stay in Los Angeles for the next story.
Los Angeles.
So a homeowner in Los Angeles, San Fernando Valley, stabbed a suspect in his mid-20s who broke into his home in the middle of the night this week.
Wait. Say it again?
So a homeowner stabbed a suspect that it was in his mid-20s that broke into his home.
You know why he stabbed him?
Because he couldn't have a gun.
He didn't have a gun, yeah. He probably couldn't have one too, but go ahead.
LAPD says that after the suspect rammed his way through the front door just after 4 a.m. in the Winnetka neighborhood, he was confronted first by the homeowner's daughter.
Suspect was.
Yes. Right. Then he got into a fight with the homeowner who stabbed the intruder in the stomach.
I wonder if they were like in the kitchen or something, or if homie just carries a pocket knife.
Well, he rammed through the front door. So maybe the daddy went and grabbed, or the homeowner was the said daughter. So yeah, maybe the daddy ran to the kitchen and grabbed a knife. Mm. The suspect who collapsed not far from the house was found by police soon after leaving a trail of blood from the house.
It's not hard to follow, right? I did that. I told you about Hurricane Katrina. The idiots broke into the store and they couldn't get in because there was burglar bars on the windows, but they got like some cigarette lighters or whatever. And I just followed the blood all the way to the trailer park, all the way up to their doorstep. And like, knock, 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 motherfuckers. I know you're in there and open the fucking door. I mean, the blood came in. The dude
literally
sliced his hand wide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The suspect has not yet been identified. But was arrested and taken to the hospital, and he's in stable condition. A neighbor told police the suspect also tried to break into her home. The home invasion was caught on video. These Ring things are big, but the homeowner's Ring video camera showed the suspect slamming his body against the door, and he was just prowling outside. They struggled for the door.
It sounds like he's just going door to door trying to break in, probably high as fuck.
And he finally got one door open.
And then he got called a knife for it.
And the daughter said, my dad acted in self-defense. The guy jumped in the room and they warded him off. My sisters took a vacuum cleaner and started hitting him over the head.
He got his ass whipped and staff.
And she said, a neighbor said, everybody has a right to defend himself.
They do. Your home is your castle, motherfuckers. And don't break into ours, because you'd be leaving. If you leave, you're going to leave a lot heavier because you'd be full of lead.
And then it goes on to state that there's been several home invasions and,
Well, there you go. And I'm sure he's not guilty of all the home invasions, but, you're having a bad day, I guess, when you're that high. You're trying to break in this door and then that door, and you break in and you get the knife and a vacuum cleaner, right?
Yeah.
But, that's, we make it light of it, but that's a terrifying thing.
And
I've worked these cases, and people, it's traumatizing, and, like military and cops can have PTSD. You can get PTSD from that. I mean, fuck. Dad nutted up and the family nutted up, it sounds like.
Yeah, they defended themselves.
Gave him his issue.
Yeah.
So, speaking of families, I know that you love to go to a place that I can't stand. You know what the name of it is?
Saks Fifth Avenue.
No. Yeah, that one too. That one or any of that shopping bullshit. Okay, I may give you another hint. I used to live there.
Well, you like Tennessee.
No.
So Florida?
Yes.
I mean...
Let's go to Orlando to Disney World.
That's not my favorite place.
But you like to go there.
I've gone once in our marriage.
But you went without me, and you and WL went, and it's a place I don't like to go. Well, our friend Lori Goolsby likes to go.
She plans her trips, so contact her.
Yeah, she does do that for people, right? Because and I think she goes like 100 times a year. They like have her own parking spot probably. But you won't catch me there. I did live there in the early 90s, several months, right behind SeaWorld. But the thing about Orlando, nobody that lives there is from there.
Nobody.
It's all transients.
Yeah.
I mean, not transient in a bad way, but just people, they don't live, whatever.
Transplants?
But let's go to it. Yeah, transients would be the wrong word.
Hey, everybody, it's Aggo. Listen up, especially you ladies over 40. I've got some good news. It's called Hormone Harmony. Hormone Harmony is an all-in-one hormonal balancing solution. It relieves symptoms of menopause. It promotes healthy weight loss and curbs cravings. It improves sleep quality. It reduces bloating and gas. It relieves hot flashes. It can even relieve occasional mood swings, although nothing like that has ever happened in my house. Hormone Harmony isn't just for menopause. Any woman with symptoms of hormonal imbalance should take it, but it's perfect for the horrible menopause symptoms that make you put your life on hold. For a limited time, you can get 15% off on your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use code RLRC at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and code RLRC at checkout for 15% off today.
Do you want to set your child up for success? Is your child
Make
struggling with a specific subject
learning,
or need help with a subject?
IXL now.
Is your child ahead,
real life,
not getting challenged enough in class?
Get an exclusive
IXL Learning is an online learning program that enriches your homeschool
today
curriculum. It offers practice in math, English,
today.
Language arts,
visit
science, and social studies while adopting
today
to each child,
to get the most
meeting them where they are.
Program
Plus,
out there
IXL
at the best
encourages
price.
Students to be curious and empowers them how to choose to learn. Now, Cindy used IXL in the classroom as a teacher and now uses it to homeschool our youngest son in the ninth grade. The videos are what she finds that benefits him most in math because he's a very visual learner. The perfect supplement to your homeschool curriculum, IXL offers interactive practice problems, educational game lessons, and video tutorials for every topic you're teaching at home. It's easy to use, time-saving, and everything on IXL is organized by grade, subject, topic, and subtopic, making it simple to find activities for the exact skills you're covering. Instant grading, helpful progress reporting. IXL offers instant feedback and explanations of new topics as kids use the program. Flexible and personalized. Kids can explore any topic in any grade level. They aren't forced into a single learning path like they are on other programs. If you're homeschooling your child because they were falling behind or because they were too far ahead, IXL is a great program to help them get the exact support they need. It's fun for kids, and kids love IXL's positive feedback, awards, and educational games. And it's trustworthy. IXL is trusted by 15 million students worldwide and has proven to improve performance in over 75 scientific research studies. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And Real Life Real Crime listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXL.com/today. Visit IXL.com/today to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price. Transplants. So Orlando, Florida, old Magic Kingdom, in a fight at Disney World's Magic Kingdom Park, and a popping sound caused a disruption among visitors and rumors of an active shooter that were quickly put to rest by the county sheriff's office. Mm-hmm. Now, you go to Disney and you went in last December with WL and Lori and them, and I mean, you know what gunfire sounds like. But look, it's all families. It ain't like you're going to Disney to get fucked up with your friends for a bachelor party.
Right.
You're going there to have a good old family time, right? And look, they got more security probably than a nuclear plant. So, but this shit kicked off, and the Orange County Sheriff's Office confirmed that there was no active shooter at the park on that Thursday night. The Sheriff's Office posted the following on social media. There is no active shooter at Walt Disney World's Magic Kingdom. A fight occurred and a popping sound was heard that we believe was a bling.
Not so sure about that.
Who the fuck got in Disney World with a gun?
Yeah.
But guests began running, and that's how the active shooter rumor started. And I always say nothing clears a room like a little gunfire. But they said there is no active shooter. Now, no one was arrested, according to the sheriff's office, and visitors at the park posted accounts that people were running and children were crying amid the confusion. And a Disney World spokesperson, and before I even read this, I'm going to guess they're trying to do damage control, issued a statement thanking the sheriff's office for its immediate response and said normal operations resumed at the park.
Yeah.
And, well, you know what? It's not too often you hear. We've done a couple stories on Disney World. Not too often you hear about people
with a gunshot.
I don't know. You know what? Well, even the gunshot, the fights, right? They don't give any details about how many motherfuckers were fighting and doing whatever. But you know what? Thinking about it now, as a father, and you know, you get out there, and I did Disney World when I lived there, and I never have to go back again. And I like Universal Studios to sponsor us because I like them better. Because when you're waiting in line, they sold beer, but I know Disney World does now. But think about this: first of all, what they have on the signs is correct. If they say it's 45 minutes and 37 seconds till your ass gets on the ride, that's exactly right.
That's right.
So you're standing out there with kids. You're dragging your kids around. Everybody's fucking miserable. It's hot as fuck. And hurry up, fuck up. We got to go do this Buttercup ride. Or hurry the fuck up. We got to go see Star Wars. You know, whatever the rides they got now, right? They're dragging the family back and forth. And young kids got snot running down their nose. And daddy's fucking fussing. And so I guess if there's a place to be aggravated already and you're going to have a fight.
Yeah.
Or somebody might have said, your kid's ugly as fuck, right? And they got in a fight.
Well, when we were there, there was a little kid that I don't remember exactly what happened. And this parent just went off on the child. Like another parent went off on this child. And then the other parent started fighting. And
well, that's what I'm saying. That if there was ever a place of a right for people to fight,
it's there.
I never even thought about this. They should hold UFC championship fights, huh? There. Shout out to our boy Ryan Loader for winning the Ultimate Fighter Champion again. And, we're going to have him on. I'm going to have him on a show in the near future. And he's a stud, right? But anyway, Disney World, not going. But y'all go and enjoy the shit out of it.
Yeah.
That's what I got to say about that.
Well, I'm probably going to tease you with the first words coming out of my mouth, but don't get too excited.
Okay.
So, University of Pittsburgh. So, this isn't about football. His eyes lit up.
I think they play Thursday night.
Unfortunately, a group of Jewish students at the University of Pittsburgh were allegedly attacked with a glass bottle, leaving two students injured, the university announced. According to a statement from the Pennsylvania College, students were attacked near a Cathedral of Learning, a focal point of the Pittsburgh campus, around 11:30 p.m. Friday, and two students were injured in the attacks. The students, who were wearing traditional Jewish, I'm really bad with the yarmulkes.
Yes.
Were treated at the scene, the university said. The alleged perpetrator had no known university affiliation and was immediately arrested by the Pitt police.
But let's talk about it. That's so fucking common now, that people attacking synagogues and people doing this. And some people attack mosques and stuff. I mean, I don't get it, bro. I mean, this is not a political show, and certainly we believe in Jesus, but it's not a religious show and everything else. But I don't understand people attacking people for their faith.
No. Like when you just brought up Ryan Loader, and I cry, I cry at anything.
Yes,
but
this is true.
On the last episode that I watched of Ultimate Fighter, and there's, you know, people in the house, and there was like four different religions, and they were all sharing their religions with each other. And he said, "This is not normal," you know.
That's true.
And he was so happy to see it and share it. So
they'd rather kill each other. You know that I've studied all the religions over the years, everything from Wicca, which is the good practice of witchcraft, to, you know, whatever.
Study, not practice. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You want to know.
Practice. Yeah, I want to know. What, you know, I can tell you how every one of them got started pretty much and all that. But the, I mean, attacking somebody because they're Jewish or Catholic or Southern Baptist or whatever, it's just wrong.
Well, the suspect was wearing traditional symbols of solidarity with the Palestinians.
Well,
so
back to that shit that's happening over there.
Yeah.
And that's why I said it's really, it happens almost every day, it seems. And, you know, in the past couple of years, they've had people go inside and shoot them. We covered them on this show. That, and one of them went in, and it was just a mega church, and they went in and killed X amount of people with an AR rifle in the Sunday service.
Yeah.
So that's another crazy story in sign of the times, and we hate it. Y'all just love one another. You know, I mean, if you don't love somebody, just move along. There's other people to talk to and shit.
Exactly.
And
exactly.
We got our kids graduating from college, all except for one. And in Baton Rouge, when they were having the riots about whatever it was, I can't remember. I know it was a police brutality case. I can't remember which one. But they were out there riding on Sherwood Forest Boulevard. Mm-hmm. And one of the moms, they were covering it live.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the moms saw her kid out there went out there.
Mm-hmm.
She beat that ass on TV. And they're like, "Man, why are you beating your kid?" I said, "Because this motherfucker, I raised him to be better than this. He's out here in this bullshit."
Yeah.
And you know what? Everybody has the right to peacefully protest, but you put a group of people together like that, emotions get carried away and people just do stupid shit.
So, yeah.
Well, let's go to Boston.
Okay.
I love me some Boston.
I have to go one day.
We're going to go. I'll take you there one day. It's a special breed of people. They have like the different areas of Boston.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like if you're Southie, you can talk shit to another Southie all day long, right? But if you're from the North, whatever they call it, I forget the different neighborhoods, and then you say something to the Southie, then all the Southies go jump on you.
Okay.
But they like to drink, and they're good, patriotic people, and it's a beautiful city, and of course, home of Whitey Bulger, one of the most infamous gangsters of all time. But this is not a good story, but I'm going to tell you about it. So a former Massachusetts police officer, right, guy trusted to wear the badge and to help you out, but he pleaded not guilty Wednesday to charges of killing a woman he is accused of sexually exploiting when she was underage, and then he tried to make it look like her death was a suicide sin, but guess why? Because she told him she was pregnant.
Oh, no.
Right? So Matthew Farwell, 38, entered the plea during an initial appearance in federal court in Boston, and he was handcuffed. And you know, I thought of time soft about that when I had to arrest cops. How does it feel, motherfucker? You used to put handcuffs on people. Now you got them on you.
Right.
So he was handcuffed and led out of the courtroom, and he's got another hearing for September 10th. But Farwell was arrested at a shopping plaza in the city of Revere on Wednesday after he was indicted on charges he strangled Sandra Birchmore in early 2021 after she told him she was pregnant and he was the father. She was only 23 years old. Right? Farwell killed Birchmore to prevent authorities from finding out details of his sexual offenses. And this is according to the allegations in the indictment. And now Farwell had worked as an officer for the police department in Stoughton, south of Boston, for 10 years from 2012 until 2022, and it wasn't clear why he left that department. Birchmore, the victim, y'all, began participating in the Police Explorers program when she was 12 years old.
Oh.
Yep, so he got her. That's how he picked her out, right? And court documents say that Farewell, who was a Police Explorers volunteer.
Grooming.
Absolutely. It's a pool of people who are going to look up to you.
I wonder if he had child porn.
And I'm about to get to that. So court documents say that Farewell, who was the Explorers volunteer, used his authority and access to groom, sexually exploit, and then sexually abuse Birchmore when she was 15. And then he continued to have sex with her when she became an adult. Now, during some of the shifts, when Farewell was supposed to be performing his duties as a Stoughton police officer, he was instead engaged in sex acts with Birchmore, according to the indictment. In late 2020, Birchmore found out that she was pregnant and told Farewell. FBI Assistant Special Agent in Charge, Stephen Keller, said Birchmore was excited when she found out she was pregnant and texted Farewell a poster she made celebrating the pregnancy. She had also reached out to a friend about baby clothes and to a photographer about potential baby photos. And
poor baby.
Keller called the allegation against Farewell depraved, and they are. Now, said Matthew Farwell's gun and badge did not grant him authority to violate the Constitution, and it certainly didn't entitle him to sexually exploit, abuse, and rape a child before killing her and her unborn baby in an attempt to cover up his crimes. Investigators also believe Farewell staged the apartment to make it look like she had died by suicide, Keller said. Then the next month, a friend of Birchmore's called the Stoughton Police Department to tell them that Farewell had been having sex with Birchmore.
Right.
Uh-oh, comes out. Farewell strangled Birchmore on or about February 1st of 2021 and then used his police knowledge to stage her apartment to make it look like she had died by suicide. And on some occasions, Farewell had been on duty when he sexually abused Birchmore as a minor, and he falsely claimed certain work hours to hide that offending behavior. And this is according to court documents.
Right.
Yeah, they got it all laid out. And look, the feds don't indict shit until they have it right.
Right.
Stoughton Police Chief Donna McNamara said Wednesday that the department had worked with other agencies, including the FBI, to investigate. This said, the day after Sandra Birchmore was found dead in her Canton apartment, I ordered a lengthy and aggressive internal affairs investigation, the instructions of which made it clear that no stone should be left unturned, the chief said. So, the alleged murder of Sandra is a horrific injustice. The allegations against the suspect, a former Stoughton police officer, represent the single worst act of not just professional misconduct, but indeed human indecency that I have observed in nearly 3 decades of law enforcement. According to the chief, and she knew this dude. If convicted of killing a witness or victim, I guess they're both right, Farewell would face a minimum sentence of life in prison. And acting U.S. Attorney Joshua Levy on Wednesday declined to comment on whether federal authorities would seek to impose the death penalty, which the feds still have, if Farewell is found guilty, saying the decision would be made by the Department of Justice in Washington, right? So, fuck him. And going back to the Nittany Lion series, here's another child rapist, because he started when she was 15.
Right.
And when they arrested him, he did not have any child pornography.
Right. But I'm also certain she's not the only one.
Oh, no, absolutely not. And but, you know, these people are adults now, and most people don't like to come forward. And for obvious reason, people do victim shaming and bullshit like that. And, I mean, it is what it is. The fuck him. I hope they give that fuck stick the death penalty. I mean, he's got his badge and gun and using his position. You know, the police explorers are like the Boy Scouts for police. Sheriff Jason R. Livingston started out as an explorer for the Denham Springs Police Department when he was in high school. And he gives you the, you know, he gives you the ride-alongs, but teach you all the basic things and see if you want to be interested in law enforcement. And it's a springboard, if you will. Say this guy took this young girl, took advantage of it, and it's rape. Even if she in her head said it was consensual because she might have thought she loved him or whatever, it's rape. Can't consent at 15.
Well, I want your opinion on this one. A Port Orange man was arrested Thursday in Port Orange, California. I mean, Florida. Accused of possessing child pornography.
Mm-hmm.
James Lenar, 68, faces 21 counts of possession of child pornography. However, this is where it gets weird. The child pornography is AI generated.
Right.
But what do you do about that? Because it's really...
It's still child porn.
Right.
Right. And it doesn't say it has to be a real image. It says it has to be images of children under the age such and such engaged in sex acts.
Right. So there's a new statute in Florida, the SB 1680, and that's what he was, I guess, arrested on. And so the new law made it a crime in Florida to knowingly possess, control, intentionally view, or create generated child pornography, according to the legislator's summary that otherwise states each violation of the statute constitutes a separate offense, which could carry sentences up to 5 years in prison. So, I mean, it goes on, but essentially
regular porn, child porn, you know, it's like it's an underground network and they usually trade, right? So one guy will, you know, talk to another guy about it on the dark net or wherever, and they say, oh, well, I got some images, you got some images, and they trade.
Mm-hmm.
So if I send child porn to Tennessee, I'm gonna get a minimum plea bargain, a minimum of 2 years for the images from sending them from here. Then you get arrested on the Tennessee end, and you get charged for the distribution on that end.
Yeah.
And then if that asshole sends him back, he gets charges there and in the state of Louisiana.
Yeah.
And I think they should. Fuck them.
I think they should too.
So the whole AI thing, holy fuck. That's I mean, people only have to say, well, see, most, I mean, a lot of, I would say most of the people who actually possess child porn, I don't know. Maybe they, you know, some of them live out their fantasies and do the rape. Obviously, a lot of the child porn that is distributed amongst these assholes is of them doing the offenses against kids.
Yeah,
not right. All of it, though. A lot of it's just shit they traded with other people. And a lot of them keep it in their head and masturbate to it.
They don't actually need it.
They don't. Well, I mean, it's, you know, every case is different.
If people are dieting now more than ever before, why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that doesn't turn into fat when you consume it. Instead, it turns into a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body.
So getting more MCTs in your diet
is like flipping a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which flushes out excess fat and calories. And Dr. Gundry has created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it comes in a tasty drink form. It actually tastes good. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized.
So if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/RLRC and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. And again, that's GundryMD.com/RLRC.
Awesome.
All right, good deal.
Save big on your next project right now at Menards. Save time on your paint project with help from Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape. Use on walls, trim, glass, wood, or metal for clean removal and clean paint lines every time. Save big and get a 3-pack of Duck Clean Release Painter's Tape on sale now through September 22nd. And don't forget to check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now. Save big money
at Menards. So you can't stereotype a person and say because they had child porn that they actually committed, right? Although a lot of them do.
Right.
And then you also can't say a person who commits rape of a kid has child porn.
Exactly.
Stupidest fucking thing ever. It's just not true. And that's
would be like saying any person that, essentially raped someone would have porn. And not necessarily, yeah.
Anybody that's accused, right?
Accused, right. Porn. Yeah.
But if they don't have porn, they're innocent.
Right.
That's bullshit.
And they never masturbated.
Come on. All right. So, y'all, another good one. Jim Chapman is off resting and doing whatever Jim
hopefully
does.
He's never
no,
had
you know what he's probably working his ass off
he probably is
and he has a bunch of new podcasts, but one of them is Exposed Files of the Scandalous, or Scandalous Exposed Files of the Elite.
Exposed the Scandalous Files of the Elite.
You know, I get names messed up. I know. So y'all go check out Jim's podcast and go check out Bloody Angola, which is a prison podcast that Jim and I do. And we talk about everything from uplifting stories to the worst stories and everything in between. It's a really cool show, and we won People's Choice Podcast of the Year Award for the history the last year, and the first time we were nominated first, and we won it. And so go check that out. Go check out the Real Life Real Crime Community app. Download it free from the App Store, and it has everything Real Life Real Crime, and I go there first.
And it's different than what you see. You know, it's different than Facebook.
The difference is we're the only ones that censor it.
Yeah, so it's not, essentially.
You can't get put in Facebook jail in Woody's house.
Definitely. And so it's a little bit different to navigate. So if you have, I do have tips and tricks like in the feed when you go through. So if you can't figure out something, just scroll through the feed a little bit and you'll find something. If not, just message me at Cindy@realliferealcrime.com.
You know what I do?
At Cindy to say, hey, how do I do this?
No, I don't. I go on it every single day. I go there first before I go to all our other shit. And I go strictly on the bottom of a screen that has the different categories, and I hit forum.
Yes.
And there's a lot of great shit in the forum. Joshua Ebarb and Leah Marie and
Michael.
Great from England.
Yeah.
And he's awesome too.
Yeah.
But anyway, I come in there every day first. And it's, there's a little bit of heated shit that goes back and forth, especially about the Nittany Lion episode I'm doing, or stories I'm telling with Mike Agavino. People don't like to hear about child molesters. And unfortunately, some things shouldn't be said the way they're said in response to things, but we're going to leave them up and let it run. But we want y'all to know Cindy and I want you to know we love and appreciate each and every one of
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
We built Real Life Real Crime. We're going 6 years now.
Just stick with
us. And we've met so many great people that they've blessed us in so many different ways. And sometimes people come and they go, and that's fine. We're always getting new lifers, and we really, really mean it. So let me tell you a story. We got back from San Diego and ready to sleep. I hadn't slept in my bed in like 11 or 12 days because I was in Atlanta, boots on the ground on y'all, hashtag Justice Forum. Not saying the name yet. November 1st is a Friday. It's dropping the first episode. And we're going to need your help on that one. Oh, my God. But anyway, back to it. I hadn't slept in my bed forever.
Yeah.
And we get in, and we have our own separate air conditioner unit for that part of the house. Mm-hmm. And we got in, and I woke up in the middle of the night. I'm like, fuck, I'm sweating like bullets. And I reach over for Cindy, and she's not there. And I'm like, fuck, it's hot as fuck in here. And then so next day we call the good people at 1 hour.
Yeah.
And they came
Riverside? Out. Is it Riverview?
Yeah.
Riverside?
Well, Miss Virginia is a dispatcher, and she's a huge lifer. And say, hey, Miss Virginia, and thank you for sending y'all for being so prompt and coming out and fixing our shit.
Absolutely.
I didn't sweat the next night.
And haven't sweated since.
But anyway, thank you to all our sponsors. And we got a lot of them, and that's awesome. And we love and appreciate each and every one of you. And for my co-host, Jim Chapman, I'm Woody Overton. Until next time, this is In the Real Life Real Crime Daily again. I forget what Jim says. But until next time, whatever, we love y'all. Peace.
While the world whizzes by, enjoy a moment of me time with Tim Horton's $6 breakfast bundle. Savor a small hot or iced coffee, then add your choice of a mouth-watering hot breakfast sandwich and a crispy golden hash brown and your pick of a classic donut.
Yeah.
All for $6, all just for you. Make your mornings all about me time with our $6 breakfast bundle. Available at your neighborhood Tim Hortons. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.